Brittany was seen in South Beach drinking.
No.
Yeah. Her and her friends were downing martinis like water.
Girlfriend fell off the wagon.
Mm-hmm. That's so sad. She was doing so well.
Yeah. Maybe it's the billboards.
Yeah. You know, yesterday you asked me if it was mad drunk. She was angry.
Right. She's an angry drunk or an angry sober.
Yeah. And I said sober, and I could be very wrong.
Yep.
Man, it breaks my heart.
In your face.
Yeah, indeed. Nicole Richie, she goes to trial on July 11th for her DUI when she was taking Vicodin and smoking marijuana.
Driving on the wrong side of the road, was she or not?
She might have been.
Okay, maybe not. I don't know.
Being an idiot.
Yeah, she generally. Was driving. She was driving the wrong way.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's going to fight it, but she could spend either 5 days in jail or a year in jail.
I don't think she's going to get a year in jail.
No. Even though it'd probably do her some good.
Everybody else has to spend a year in jail whenever they get busted for a DUI. I don't know why these celebrities are getting away with it.
What world are you observing? Because I'm not seeing it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, if you get a DUI in Kansas, they throw you away. They lock you up for a month.
What? Are you insane? Yeah, I think they throw you in for a weekend, right?
Or like 3 days.
Yeah, you're not going away. You're definitely not going for what's Paris Hilton in for 45 days. Or
yeah.
Something?
Get your license taken away.
But you know, just don't you? I mean, if you want to be like, okay, Paris Hilton's annoying, Nicole Richie's annoying, they deserve to be in jail for a long time. I'm fine with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if your argument is,
well, they're celebrities, they shouldn't get treated different from anybody else,
then they should both have already served their time and be out of prison.
Jail.
Jail.
I used to work at a jail. I know the difference between a jail and a prison.
I'm just helping educate people.
Jer Ugly Care Bear? Is that what your nickname is?
What?
Yeah.
No. What was that for? Jeez.
I'm just sick of you throwing your jail knowledge up in my face.
I
think that maybe it's a little pretentious?
Right. I wouldn't if you'd get it right.
All right.
Moving on.
About time. Jeez, it's taking so long.
Paris Hilton says that she's an ordinary inmate in jail. She's getting no special attention. She's reading The Secret and The Power of Now.
Oh, she's reading The Secret?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get in Oprah's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I bet you she's trying to get an Oprah show.
Oh.
You just watch. Her and Oprah will be buddy-buddy here in a couple weeks. You'll see.
Well, she needs a good friend.
Now, Paris, tell us what you learned in jail.
And she's also reading lots of fan mail, and she's written them back.
Wow.
Yeah, so maybe she'll write me back a letter.
So her wrist is getting tired for a different reason this time.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
And Katie Holmes is telling her close friends that she is pregnant and thrilled about it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, you know there's only one way to find out.
What's that?
Hold on, I gotta see if it still works. Gotta blow the dust off the thing.
The Wumcam 5000!
Well, I didn't think it'd still start up. The Wumcam 5000 allows us to look in at Katie Holmes' womb at any given point in time to see what exactly is going on in there.
The Wumcam 5000!
All right, let's take a listen. That's what I figured.
Lindsay Lohan found Jesus.
Where?
Well, her dad's saying that.
Well, she went to the Waffle House, and you should have seen the waffle. Just right there. Oh. There's the eyes and the beard.
He drew that with syrup, Lindsay.
Oh. But he...
What's she doing?
She's going to church.
Oh.
He's very proud of her. You think that's why she called off the party?
Hallelujah! Yeah? Good for her. Maybe it'll take. Of all the different messed up women out there, like Nicole Richie, Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, Lohan's my favorite. She's the one that deserves to maybe get things turned around.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Yeah, because she
was hot. She can act good. Those other girls can't act, sing, or do anything.
Well, Paris and Nicole don't do anything.
At all. Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, I can see that.
Okay, well, thanks.
Hillary Clinton picked out her new campaign song. She is now combining uterus powers with Celine Dion.
Oh, no.
The song's called You and I, and gosh, listen to this.
Girl power! Petron, I wasn't done listening to that.
Oh. So mean.
God, it was so pretty. You know what? Maybe it's one. A lot of people have a negative opinion of Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
They think maybe she's a little bit of a bitch, maybe. Right? People mm-hmm. who don't like her. But next to Celine Dion, you know, it kind of makes her look better by comparison. People are down on Celine, too.
Yeah.
You know? What did Celine never do to you besides that one really terrible episode of American Idol she was involved with?
She jammed that My Heart Will Go On song down our throats.
Oh, yeah, that was a bit prolonged.
Mm-hmm. The song was written by an ad guy for Air Canada, so that's why it's kind of all floaty and stuff.
Yeah, of course. Hey, you know what? This story has been all over the place the last 24 hours. Mm-hmm. It was on Hardball with Chris Matthews. It was on some other political show. I was maybe like CNN or something I was watching. And they're criticizing it for this. It's like, it's a campaign song. What's it have to do with anything?
She should have picked Journey.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially when she had that commercial where they introduced it by doing a little Soprano spoof.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Bill Clinton, he's eating carrot sticks. Like, why are you eating carrot sticks? I wanted onion rings. Like in the Sopranos finale. And she's like, I'm looking out for you. Aww. Where's Chelsea? She's parallel parking. Crash, you know.
Wow.
Did you see that video?
No.
Yeah, go look it up. It's a little frightening. Aww. I'll see if I can snag it and put it up on the Scoop post this morning.
Okay. OJ's manuscript to his book, If I Did It, got leaked online.
And is he convincing?
Well, it's just gross. He's talking about how Nicole's, like, passed out on the ground, and him and Ron are ready to duke it out, and Ron's, like, in a karate stance.
Yeah.
He's laughing at him, and then Nicole wakes up and, like, looks at him.
Okay, I gotta...
He also said in his book that he can't remember if he did it or not, and he wakes up at night screaming and feeling guilty.
God, you know, it really sucks to be OJ. You gotta really feel for that son, that guy.
Yeah. Nice catch.
Yeah.
And Rosie wants to be on The Price is Right. She's meeting with CBS this week to talk about it. And she said if they asked her to do it, she would, because she loves The Price is Right. And there's also been a petition started for a 50-state sponsored boycott. And what she says to that, the only thing I want to do is gay you up.
Good one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I... And you know what? Actually, Stu Exclusive, we got our hands on her audition tape.
Oh.
Did you know this for The Price is Right? Check it out.